I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all. Hey friends, thanks for joining me for today's podcast. Today, I want to read to you a quote from Henri Frédéric Emile. Thankfulness is the beginning of gratitude. Gratitude is the completion of thankfulness. Thankfulness may consist merely of words. Gratitude is shown in acts. I love that quote, especially as we're coming into Thanksgiving, which is only a few weeks away, and a season where it can get really busy really quick and things just speed up and get put on our schedules and family times and work experiences and work things in our schedule and school projects and school conferences and band concerts and you name it, this season just gets busier and busier. And it is so important in the process and in the busyness and in all of our work, our daily work, and in all of our family time and in all of our scheduling that we take time to speak words of thankfulness, to allow our attitude of gratitude and our behaviors to align with a thankful heart. It's one thing to have intentions. It's one thing to speak words. It's another thing to align our words with our actions. Because that saying goes, our actions speak louder than our words. So if you think about that quote, it says, thankfulness may consist merely of words. Gratitude is shown in acts. So today, my friends, I want to challenge you and challenge myself that as we go into the busy season of Thanksgiving and Christmas and the New Year and all the things that are to come in the next several weeks, how can we not only speak thankfulness with our words, but how can our actions align with what we are saying? What are things that we can do daily that model and in our behavior and in our acts that we are so thankful and grateful for? Those in our life. Maybe it's a phone call. Maybe it's a text. Maybe it's sending a letter in the mail or a card in the mail just to tell somebody how grateful and thankful you are for them. Maybe it's buying them a gift or taking them out for lunch or buying them a cup of coffee. The ideas are endless, but keep it simple. But I want to challenge you to act. Take action today and let your words become alive. Let your thankfulness become alive. Let it become a living, breathing act that impacts the lives of those around you. Today, we get to live out an attitude of gratitude, more than just words of thankfulness, but gratitude in action. Yes, challenge accepted. Gratitude in action. So today, my friends, may we all get on board. May we all take this challenge and just see the impact that it can have, the ripple effect as we put gratitude into action. So today, thank you so much for listening. And until next time, have a wonderful day.